Reggie Feltip is the new kid in school, and he is driving Nolan mad. Reggie brags about everything, including his birthday. But then Reggie plans a big surprise. The dedication reads, "To everyone who has ever wanted to have the biggest and best story to share, and for Alyssa and Lawrence." Chapter 1. Reggie Feltip was the new kid in town, and Reggie Feltip was a bragger. He bragged about everything and anything. If someone came to school on a Monday morning and said they had kicked 3 goals in a footy final, Reggie told how he'd kicked 10. If someone came to school and told how they had caught a huge flathead using just a hand line, Reggie told how he had caught a shark using only a bent spoon and a bit of thread.
"And of course I've ridden the tumble cage roller coaster 15 times straight,"
he said to me when I told him I'd been to the show and ridden the Mad Mouse. Our teacher, Mr. Morrison, suggested to Reggie that perhaps he could try his hand at writing stories.
"You seem to have such a vivid imagination,"
Mr. Morrison grinned.
"I've already written a novel and I'm starting work on a TV script,"
Reggie answered. Mr. Morrison tried to smile again, but I could see he wasn't impressed. It was always a relief when on Friday afternoons, Reggie caught the school bus that went in the opposite direction to the one I caught. I reckon Mr. Morrison felt the same too, because every Friday he'd say,
"Be quick, Reggie, you don't want to miss your bus."
But then, one Friday afternoon, Reggie didn't go to his usual bus stop outside the school gate. "You lost or something?" I asked Reggie when he dumped his bag alongside mine. I pointed to his bus stop. "If you hurry, you'll still be first in line." Reggie was always first in the queue at his stop. Everyone else going Reggie's way decided to walk or ride a bike home.
"I don't catch that bus anymore,"
Reggie smiled at me. I felt a rumble deep in my belly. Maybe it was indigestion from the 4 hot dogs I'd scoffed at lunchtime. Maybe it was the result of the frightening thought that had just jumped into my mind.
"My family's moved,"
Reggie told me.
"We've sold the house we used to live in and bought a much bigger and newer one,"
Reggie continued. I swallowed. Don't tell me Reggie was going to catch my bus home every night. Please, no.
"So I'm going to catch your bus home every night,"